us tonight. Our next speaker is not part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op, though. He is an old friend of the Nerdlogs. He's a Your Stories All-Star, and I'm super happy to have him back. This is Charlie Madsen.
Yes!
Oh, this? Yeah, I took off my Blackhawks jersey to support my other favorite team. For the listener, I'm wearing a Nerdlogs shirt. So, on May 2nd, 2007, I graduated with a BA in theater from the University of Alaska, Anchorage. A worthless degree in the middle of nowhere. I had $800 to my name, and my goal the rest of that summer was save up enough money to come to Chicago and to take classes at the Second City Training Center, a prestigious university of continued graduate education, as we all know. But that is a different my story for a different Sunday. My resume at the time, because I was seeking employment, was Blockbuster employee, stage carpenter, resident advisor, maintenance man, and college mailman. My prospects were slim, and I was offered employment by the Chamber of Commerce in my hometown of Kodiak, Alaska, as the van driver slash overseer of teenage trash patrol as they picked up the litter in my hometown. It was the best job I could find. And then one night in May, at 3 in the morning, I was on a 24-hour bender with an Alaskan folk rock band. Like you do. And a woman approached me. Her name was Ellen, and I vaguely remembered her back in the day when I was slinging VHSs. And Ellen was now the new general manager of my hometown's local radio station, KVOK AM KRXX FM, a station that I personally worshipped and have dozens of cassette tapes that I recorded songs off of the radio when they were playing Good Times and Great Oldies before the format changed over to Country Western. And Ellen apparently liked my aura and my presence back when I was at Blockbuster, and she thought I would make a good account executive. I was going from $800 to being called an executive, which sounded great when you're 22. And so naturally I said yes, and I quit the garbage nonsense, because my dad always said that no one will ever blame you for taking a better job. And instead of moving to Chicago, I spent the next 2 years of my life learning the trade of the airwaves. I was a salesman who would convince people to spend money they don't have on something they didn't need that sometimes worked. And I learned to write, I learned to voice edit, and produce and run advertising. I know for a fact that what I wrote today is 6.5 minutes long. Sorry, Kevin. Here's an example. Too busy or just too tired to cook tonight? Go down to Big Al's Pizzeria inside Cost Savers and pick up a large two-topping pizza for only $12.99. Take and bake. Just call 486-0044. Cost Savers, Big Al's Pizzeria, and the Liquor Cabinet. Located at 2161 Mill Bay Road. In addition to that, I got to fly around the state calling high school girls basketball games, and which were really good, by the way. 22-25 was the final score more often than not. And my personal favorite is that I got my own talk show. This is back in 2007, before everyone had a podcast. I had a hometown podcast, and it was a show that I called Detached, and I got to play whatever songs I wanted. I hosted trivia. I interviewed state senators. I did a live broadcast from the state fair. I made up my own Christmas special that was all pre-recorded. And I warned us of the growing threat that was Sarah Palin. I couldn't stop her. I could just only hope to contain her. I think we're all okay now. But in those 2 years, I got to find out what kind of adult I was capable of being. And it afforded me the chance to comfortably move to Chicago with only a suitcase and nothing else. I had no friends, no apartment, no job prospects, just the suitcase. And it allowed me to be somewhat of a professional person, and eventually worked at the Chicago Tribune, and now I'm employed by the IO Theater. And I am still alive and in front of you today, so it helped do a lot of that. And in May 2007, I had no idea that I could do any of this. And I would say that it was blind luck, or I would say that the universe gifted it to me. But if I'm truthful, which I hope I am, if it weren't for Ellen Simeonov's sound idea, I would not be here. And you can get a degree, and you can have dreams, and you can work hard, but sometimes the biggest break in your life is finding someone who believes in you and allows you to be the best possible version of ourselves. And I know that everybody in here has at least one person in their life that believed in them and opened up 1,000 doors they never thought were possible. And I was very lucky to have that, and so I want to take this time to say thank you to Ellen. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. If you ever listen to the podcast, you're going to know that voice. Charlie is one of four or five speakers who provided us with our wonderful introduction at the top of the episode. So thank you for that, Charlie.